I should laugh about this. I think that people will probably hear your stories and think that I was a bad and evil girl. I don't care. I didn't want to be a part of your life anymore. I wanted you as my friend after I was falling apart, and I thought that I had no one, and I wanted my life back, and because I believed you. You told people I was your best friend, and you are a liar, plainly put. I didn't know you'd fuck your best friend's date. Hell, fuck any guy in a month, for a month, until your neurotic ego couldn't take it. I don't give a shit about a year and a half recovery from that evil spell of yours. I should never have forgiven you. Maybe you need attention from every male penis that you can get it from. Maybe you're more of an attention whore than I could ever be, than anyone I know could ever be. But my neurotic tendencies don't keep me in my parents' house while I studied for, you know, a second or third job because I didn't know what the hell I wanted. And maybe my tendencies didn't make me lose my friends or go through men like hand rags or give me sexually transmitted diseases. Which one was it? I can't even remember. Not gonorrhea. Syphilis? It's herpes. It might have been herpes. Well, anyway. It didn't leave me fucking someone else while I was engaged. I've never orgasmed while having sex with him, you'd say. Well, I don't know what to tell you. All I can think is that you've made this bed out of straw and fabric scraps, and I don't care if it rained yesterday and your precious bed smells like shit and you've got nothing clean to grab onto. Well, you've made that bed, and now you have to lie in it. So have a good night's sleep while you try to make sense out of what you think is insane. God, the only insane thing is that your man still puts up with you, or how much of your story haven't you told him? So, yes, I should be laughing because you're the one filled with so many questions. Please. For your own benefit, for our own benefit. Get them figured out. I wanted to cut off ties with you sooner, but I would have had to lose one of my closest friends in the process, and we couldn't have that. Of course not. But I'm glad your warped mentality misconstrued what I said, and that's exactly what you did, nothing more, nothing less. But you at least got the idea, because no, I don't want to be a part of your life any longer, and I don't want to openly condone what you've done to your man and what you're doing to your man and what you always do, and I want to walk away from this unscathed, so I think I will.